Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm here today with a very special guest, Estelatus Mtema from Tanzania, Africa. Estelatus is a good friend. He's a active leader, lay leader in the Catholic Church there. He works nationally with the Catholic Charismatic Renewal and serves many of the bishops and priests in the country. I've met him was able to serve with him on a number of occasions there in the country, and I was deeply impressed with his maturity in Christ as a disciple and his capacity to preach and teach the gospel with clarity and power. And I was impressed by how much the leaders of the country were impressed by his leadership. And so as we got to know each other, but well, sometime it'd be wonderful if he could visit the United States. And so he's here in the States for the first time. And so ask him to be with us here on the program. Welcome, Estelatus.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's good to have you here.
Yeah.
Yes. What I'd like to talk about really is your story, is your testimony. Mm. And maybe we could, it's a big testimony. It's probably worth about 5 shows, but we don't have that many to do.
Yeah.
But why don't we just begin with telling your story?
Yeah. I was born in 1953, September 14. In Morogoro, in Tanzania, and grown up in a very small town called Ifakara. My father has two wives, and I was born on the second wife. But later on, they got divorced because my mother later on knew he was a Christian, so he felt to get out of the marriage.
So polygamy, for some of our listeners, is very common in Africa,
common
that,
in
right?
Country.
Very
yeah.
common.
Very
and then
common.
When people become Christian or Catholic, then things begin to change.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, our country, polygamy is the way of life, because normally the women are the one who are farming.
They're farming.
So if you've got many, many wives, you mean you have got many tractors. that's the way.
Many people working in the farm.
So after completing my school, primary school, I joined one of the company. My brothers were in Dar es Salaam. They brought me to Dar es Salaam so that I could study more. But when I came there, I was late. So they find a temporary work to work on it. And when we finished the year, I start new year on the secondary school. So I start working with the Japanese companies. And they loved me very much. I was so hardworking. And so I was promoted to assistant shift leader for the first time. And I got a good money. Now, when the time came, they said, okay, let's send you to the secondary school. I said, no, I'll continue working.
So you liked working, liked making money, and they wanted you to go to secondary school, your brother, older brothers, and you said no.
That was a mistake of mine.
Okay.
And now it was not good.
Yeah.
But there were 2 reasons. One, I had 2 sisters back, and they didn't have any help. So I should go on working so that I could help my mother. Yes. That was one. But second thing, it was only money is already get to my hand.
And when you're young like that, you don't realize what an education will do for you.
I was only 19 years.
Yeah.
No, 16 years. That
16
time.
Years.
Yeah. So I joined the company, and I was getting promotion every year. 1970, I got promoted again. 1971, I got promoted. In 1972, the workers, they elected me to be their leader of the workers' council in the company.
Mm-hmm.
So I was working there up to 1976. That time, they had a space vacancy in management. So they took me as a personnel for administration,
mm-hmm.
Looking for the workers' welfare by the company.
So like a representative for the workers in the company, you were looking out for them like a union representative or something like that almost.
But now they took me to the management.
Okay.
To management. Someone has to come to my place there. Because the payment was bigger, so I went there.
Yeah.
But my life was not very good in Christian, because I took bribes to employ people in the company. I started drinking alcohol. I got friends with marijuana. I was smoking marijuana every time. But I was working hard. So the company had to send me to Arusha for more studies of management. When I went there with the money, instead of paying for the lodging, paying for the tuition, all the money went on drinking.
You started developing a bad habit.
A bad habit.
And the money was going in that direction.
Another direction. So they sent the money back again for the second time. I drank all the money for the third time. They said, what's wrong with you? You have sent the money and still not paying. Mm-hmm. They said, okay, you pay. When they paid, when I come back to the company, to Dar es Salaam, they fired me. Somebody dismissed.
So they had sent you to training.
Training.
In Arusha.
In Arusha.
And they paid you well, but you spent all that money. You needed more, so you went back to them.
Yeah.
They gave you more. And then you went back to them
back again. Yes.
And they gave you more again.
Again, yeah.
But when you came back to Dar es Salaam, they fired you. Okay. Yeah.
They fired me. Now, I was staying there. I didn't have any job. Life was so difficult. My sisters and my mother were in problem. So where I rented a house was behind the company, distillery company, which was making alcohol called Konyagi in our place. And so one of my friends was working there. They were stealing some alcohol. They are making 3 bottles or 4 bottles, and they sell, they get money.
So you had friends who worked at the distillery.
Distillers, yes.
They stole some of the bottles.
But, yes.
And then they would pour it into other bottles and mix it with water and sell it and make
it
money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So later on, because I had a room where I'm staying, so they used my room as a factory. They brought a lot, large of spirit and sintret, and we could find good water and cleaned it very nicely. And we collected some bottles out of the bars.
Local bars, you got bottles. Okay.
Yeah, bottles. We cleaned them very good, and they have got labels and corks. So we put good, because they were working in the company, they know how percentage is water, how percentage is spirit. So we copied it.
Okay.
We were making at home. Mm-hmm. That was very good business. We sold a lot of places that bottles. But within 6 months, it appeared people knew there was something wrong with the alcohol and reported to the police. And the police were hunting for us. One of my friends told me, brother, the police are on you. Look, maybe you will be caught soon, because if you leave it, they will come to your house. So we stopped it. Again, no source of income.
Yeah.
During this time, I got a friend called, I don't remember his name now, he was a military officer. He was a driver of the Land Rover. Mm-hmm. And he came and gave me SMG, submachine gun. He said, okay, let's go. He started training me to rob.
To become robbers?
Robbers, yes.
Oh, so he was a soldier.
He was a soldier.
And he came and he gave you a gun. He said, come with me.
Yes.
I'll show you a way you can make easy money.
Easy money. Yeah. So he will give the gun. He will stay some far away. I go to some place, especially the Indians, and I start taking money for them with a gun. Alone, I took the money, go back into the car, and then we divide the money, and I will be hiding the gun to my home. That was the business. Later on, we got another friend, because these robbers, they are known each other. And if they want to go and rob somewhere, and they don't have enough weapons to make sure that they are safe, they will be successfully robbing, they will come to you, inquire your weapon together with you to help them, and then you divide the money. So that's the game we are doing. Mm. Now, at that time, the robbery was too much in the country, because it was immediately after the war with Uganda, and many weapons were in the hands of the people. Mm. So a lot of robberies was in the country. And the government sent some police to Bulgaria to learn how to work with
robberies. How to catch the
robbers.
Yeah.
They have anti-robbery squad, very trained. They were very good. But, you know, we were fighting, we are robbing Dar es Salaam. When we see it so intense, we will go with rob the car, we go to Arusha, then we take the money, we go again another town. So always there will be...
You try to escape them.
Yeah. So that was the business. Until one of my colleagues was caught with... I don't know, they went somewhere to rob. One of them was caught. And instead sending the police to his friends, he sent the police to me. Yeah. So they came and took me to the police station. I'll tell you short, because there are so many things we have been doing.
Sure.
It was robbing there. And we didn't do anything with the money. Only drinking with the ladies, That's so far.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't buy even a bicycle or buying, let us say, maybe building a house. Nothing. Only drinking. That is foolish.
So you ended up getting caught and they took you to jail.
Yeah. They didn't know. We were not sent to court because that was operation of the government.
Okay.
We were kept to the police station, and then the president wrote a detention order.
Okay.
So they sent that to one of the prison called Ukonga prison. And that time, Ukonga, it was maximum security prison, one of it, the big hole. And we are kept inside the prison. There is another jail again in the prison. But still, we escaped. We escaped there. But unfortunately, I was the first one to be caught back to the jail.
You guys actually escaped.
Yeah, you escaped.
And you got caught.
Caught again, sent back.
Okay.
You were beaten.
They were beaten for
you. They will beat you, brother. You will guide with your hands with a club. They will beat you severely.
Mm-hmm.
I was beaten to the extent I just said, they beat you, just look at them. You got nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, some people also were caught and sent back. And now the government decided that we have to be divided. We should not stay at one place, so many people. That's where we're getting these thoughts of escaping. So we are divided through the other prisons in the country. I was sent to Tabora in the middle of Tanzania. Mm-hmm. The prison called Uyui Prison.
Mm-hmm.
When we went there, we stayed there. The life was very bad because the food was really bad. You will just eat hard porridge and beans, which are not good. You see some insects inside there.
Mm-hmm.
And during maybe September, there is no water around.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take water from the poles, which are some land which are having some water. It's not official.
Mm-hmm.
And they will take water from there, and then they come to cook. Inside, you are eating your hard porridge. Sometimes you will see the leg of a tadpole. You know,
A tadpole. Legs of tadpoles in the water because the water was so dirty and it wasn't clean. So the this program went so fast today.
Yeah.
So you were in that jail.
Jail.
And then at some point,
there was a Quaresma. It's a Lent time.
A Lenten time.
Lent time in 1982. Lent time.
And Lent time became for you a time of change and transition. There's a lot to this story, so
yes.
I want us to pick up this story tomorrow.
Yeah, okay.
This is so there you are. God's got a plan for your life in the midst of all this difficult, the beatings in the jail and the bad food and all the rest of it. The Lord's about to change your life, friends. This story is an amazing story. I hope you can tune in tomorrow to hear the rest of Estelatus' story.
Mm.
But I also want to mention to you the new booklet I'm offering, Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die. You'll hear more about it at the end of the program. It's a fantastic booklet and one that answers a lot of very important questions that every single one of us need to be able to answer. Fundamental questions about how do I prepare to meet the Lord, essentially, and what do we know about what life after death is going to be like, and what does the Lord have in store for us? So Estelatus, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
Can have you back tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. We really look forward to it. It's such a wonderful and inspiring story. Until tomorrow, this is Peter Herbeck and Estelatus saying, God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, What Happens When I Die, in which Ralph asks some very important questions. Is there life after death? What will it be like? How do my actions in this life affect what happens when I die? If you'd like a free copy of this booklet, you can go to 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website at renewalministries.net/FOE. You can also listen to past episodes or subscribe to our podcast.